visiting Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team. It's FSU in Louisville. Who you got, Angus? Angus is in the playhouse.
Go Noles, baby.
You do? I'm Cardinal.
I don't even know anymore.
After that Michigan State game, I don't think we should ask
out,
anything.
Chill out, Scott. Chill out.
Scott Cowart is in the house.
Do we really have to start the show off like this?
Well, no. Louisville's my adopted hometown, and it's really hard for me to go against Louisville.
But look, this is where you live.
And it is where I live.
If you don't want an angry mob with pitchforks coming
actually,
to your residence.
I would, because that means they're all listening to my show.
So holla.
I'm good with it.
I'm going to start a social media campaign.
Feel free.
Hashtag burn Patty.
Hashtag Cardinal.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Cardinals are not doing very well either.
Yeah, their program.
Since Mr. Bridgewater left, it's.
Teddy.
Yeah, it's a one-man
show.
They
just, their quarterback won the Heisman Trophy last year.
That's what I mean. He's not going to win.
That
it
was
this
Lamar
year.
Jackson. It was completely different person.
He's not doing it. He's not doing it now.
No, he's not. It's okay. Clemson lost last weekend, though.
I know. Two.
Right.
How about
two?
That? Syracuse.
And my nephew.
How cool.
Coaches for Syracuse.
Oh, does he really?
Mm-hmm. He's quarterback's coach.
Oh, interesting.
Matt Johnson.
Gotcha.
Been on the show about six times.
No, he has not.
No, not him. She
I
said
say
that.
It all the time.
Listen. My memory is hurting.
You're 20. He's like 21 and a half.
He says it's Saturday. I can't think.
Who am I?
No, Matt played for Bowling Green of Ohio.
I do know that.
For
I just
Dino
did not
Babers.
Remember that he was
actually,
a head
it was,
coach.
He was the Wake coach. Forest coach who left him right before the bowl game that he was in, which
okay.
ticked me off.
Wow.
So I was very glad we beat Wake Forest.
Yeah, B-Day.
In the last minute. And then he went to go work for Dino Babers, who was his coach.
Gotcha.
At Bowling Green of
Well,
Ohio.
That was a hell of a ball game last Thursday.
It was a hell of a
Friday.
Ball game, and I was very happy. I mean.
FSU barely squeaked out the win against Duke.
Dude, what is wrong?
Welcome to Florida State
We
football.
Don't have enough time in the program to actually go through everything that's wrong. Like, it's that bad.
I'm just shaking my head.
I mean, you're going to start seeing Doak like half full. People just aren't going to go.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, FSU doesn't have the fan base that the Michigan fan base
is. Oh, most definitely
Where Michigan's
not.
Going, whether, what else? I mean, they
I mean,
have a
Michigan,
lakes,
Michigan 6-7 years ago literally went 3-9 in a season and still had 100 plus thousand people
That's
there.
Just the way they are. Florida's the same way.
Yeah. I mean, people, they are, and I'm not calling FSU fans fair weather, but it's basically, you know, there just isn't that.
It's a different
there
environment.
There isn't that strong of an allegiance Mm-mm. to the actual university and football program. And you see a lot of times when FSU takes a little dip or it's not at that elite level that people expect them
Entitlement,
to be at.
Entitlement, kind of word.
I would agree.
I don't know
that.
What it is because I'm not from here, but I do notice after living in Pennsylvania and seeing the lines of people for Penn State for my whole life going up Highway 15 to get to Happy Valley, staying in tents for 4 and 5 days to watch this team play in our big freaking erector set, and then coming back and seeing FSU, and you're like, what do you mean I have to wait 10 minutes to get out of the parking lot?
Right.
It's just a very different atmosphere.
I feel you. I mean, being in a stadium with 110, 112,000 people compared to 65, it's a huge difference. It really is.
It's a huge difference. And just the whole atmosphere post-game.
No, most definitely.
Post-game.
Pre-game and post-game,
Happy
honestly.
Happy Valley, Clemson, where Notre Dame.
I really do want to go.
I really
would. Touchdown, Jesus.
Can we go? We should do a drive.
Patty.
It is it's an atmosphere.
You and me on a road trip?
We could
Goodness.
Do it. We take John.
Yikes.
We could take John. It's just an atmosphere that we just, it's just not here.
He'll
it's
have
just
to
not
wait
until like
tomorrow.
To what?
John will have to wait
exactly.
till tomorrow.
Exactly. I'll say.
Hashtag tomorrow. What?
Right.
Good morning, John.
That's
John. John Doplin. Our studio executive.
Studio executive.
He always tells me, Patty, you can have that tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
Patty. Tomorrow. We'll get it tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
He's not.
I'm sorry it took that direction, John.
It's now out there.
We call it a drinking game now, so it's funny.
New weekly segment.
How many times can
Roasting
someone
Roasting John.
I would
How
be
many times
drunk
can someone
all the time.
All the time.
All
well,
the time.
I do ask a lot of questions.
You do.
But not half as
they're
many
not,
as I do.
They're not necessarily unreasonable questions, but there's definitely
well,
a lot
I am
of
still,
questions.
I've only been doing this. It's our 40th show.
What?
40? Are you serious?
I counted.
Wow, Patty.
It's our 40th show.
That's pretty cool.
And
happy 40.
I'm still learning.
So how many?
So I have questions.
How many into our relationship did we go to an hour? Was it about halfway through?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Interesting. Well, that's a that's a lot of
at 100. I think we're syndicated.
Most definitely.
And guess 100% what?
Syndicated.
Guess what Patty did that no one else on WVFT has now?
Oh, what? Tell me.
iTunes.
Oh,
we're approved on iTunes.
Actually, I did see that. And we're going to have to talk.
And that's pretty major.
We're going to have to talk later.
It took a long time.
I know it did. I mean, I remember like 2 months ago you bringing it up on
the
show.
It was August 7th.
Because you were so excited. You were so excited.
Well, I didn't know.
You came in like, I just submitted it to iTunes.
I did.
And then didn't hear.
Nobody pays attention. Nobody pays attention to us until it's there.
So they're going to be there? I didn't know.
They are there.
One's there, and I just uploaded two more. So you have to do it individually.
So is it's just Patty's Playhouse?
It's under Patty _S Playhouse.
Wow.
Has to have specific artwork, has to have a specific time. It is very specific.
It's integral.
It takes specific to a whole new level because I was almost in tears the other day trying to upload. It is not an easy thing.
Oh, this is so cool.
Is that not
I'm
cool?
looking at it now.
It's free.
I am subscribing. Subscribe.
It is free Party to listen to us on iTunes.
I'm pumped.
It's under Patty's Playhouse. It is very cool.
Right?
And it changes everything. Because
I am very intrigued.
People will listen to you on iTunes before they would go to a website, before they would go to the app, before they would. Yeah. It just gives a whole new venue to a whole new type of audience to a whole new.
It really just triggers me that at 21 years old, I'm always somehow a step behind you in terms of technology.
Oh, yeah.
It triggers me. It really does. Well, I mean, because look, like you got the texting line first, and then, we got the texting line. And then, you know, you're going to have the iTunes work. Yeah, I'm going to try and do that. And it's just.
But it's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, who is now on iTunes.
On
under
iTunes.
Patty,
and I'm just out selling houses. Just saying.
Scott, you do you, buddy.
He's selling houses tomorrow.
Proud
That's
of you.
That's the truth.
Patty _S Playhouse. And there's a little picture of Scott and I.
It's awesome.
But I want to. We are going to be in the book Socially Love this session. Winter. And so those of you that know the book Socially Loved, it's in every open venue. Any gastropub, any pub, any bar.
Our office.
Our office will have the books. And we'll be in there. And Angus is going to be in the book.
Oh.
But I want to have a separate picture.
Separate. Honored.
And it may not be this photographer. But we need one, just the three of us, so we can use it for our artwork for iTunes.
Definitely.
So it's not a drawing. I want it to be our faces.
Very cool.
Like real faces.
I like it.
Black and white by the Jimi Hendrix.
That would be cool.
So you'll have to get like you'll have to dress up in whatever. Scott's our artistic director.
Hey,
so whatever
he
tells you to dress
up. I actually did get a suit.
We don't need a suit.
On Monday.
There's anti-suit.
You
can
wear
a suit.
My mom bought me a suit. She's like, you need a suit?
And I was
like,
oh, good. Well, you do need a suit.
And I got one.
Nice. Very congratulations.
Yes, I felt good. It was the first time in my life where I've literally like enjoyed the entire process of.
What color is it? Black?
No. Well,
navy?
Blue? It's a lighter.
Gray?
A bit of lighter blue.
Brown?
Bluish. Blue.
It's a blue?
Bleh.
It's light blue?
Not light blue. Like, it's like a mix. Like, it's
like
not dark. It's not light. I don't know.
But wouldn't that be cool if like you wore a sport coat and your stuff? And then you wore everything you always wear.
Just
and then
you.
I wear
Just
whatever
you.
I wear. And
you know,
we do the
I typically
mural.
Do that.
Well, you always wear like the, I don't know
you
what
you
call
You got to have your purple shirt on.
Well, I want to do a black and white.
Oh, yeah.
I want it to be Funky Town. I got to tell John.
Funky.
So John's in it too.
Funky, funky.
But that, I want it just for iTunes.
Yeah,
so
it's the squad, playing. Like squad pick.
It's the ensemble.
Squad up.
It's like a Mike and Mike, but for real estate radio. Are we not like a Mike and Mike?
You're listening to Mike and Mike.
Are you radio. Greeny?
I love Mike and Mike.
I love Mike and Mike too.
Mike Golick, Mike Greenberg, great guys. So sad that show's ending.
What?
What? Am I just, is this
wait
breaking news to Patty's life?
Yeah,
can you tell her tomorrow? Tell her tomorrow.
Can you tell me tomorrow?
I'll wait till tomorrow.
What's going on?
Oh, they
broke
Greenberg's
up.
Getting his own show on ESPN.
I have no time for that then, because I like them as an ensemble.
No, they're great together.
What, are you going to leave me? Is this your thing now?
I'm not leaving. I will never leave.
Yeah, okay.
We have a forever friendship.
Hashtag heart.
Hashtag BFFs for life.
Well, if you're going to leave, tell us before we take the photos.
Right? Well, that is a fact. Because I worked for a team where that always happened. You take the photos.
Yeah,
and then
all
leaves.
You want to do is just drop the people's elbow on them. Isn't that it?
Well, I want to take individual photos and then merge us together so then I can take your head out.
Oh.
And then
So if you leave, our Socially Loved books will have... some snips cut out.
Look, that's what my mother did when my sister-in-law left. My brother. Yeah, not a good look.
You know, it does happen.
Cut her face out. Patty Wilson and Patty's
Breaking up is
playoffs.
Hard to do.
The Purple Door team, we are now on iTunes.
Check us out. Our house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea.
Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson with Patty's Playhouse and the Purple Door team. And our special guest today is Robin McGowan. She's
Welcome.
A pretty young thing. Aren't you, Robin? Are you there?
She's I am
calling
you.
In. She's calling in because she has a very successful... How would you do... It's not a bar, per se, like you would think back in the 80s, a bar. What is it?
It's a gastropub.
A what? A gastro
pub? A gastro pub.
A gastro pub.
Which has a bar.
I've never heard it either.
But it has a bar. I've often seen it.
But it wasn't just a bar. I mean, so this is Robin McGowan and McGowan's Hops and Grapes, which is located. Tell them where it is, Robin.
We're on the corner of Bannerman Road and Thomasville Road, 3431 Bannerman Road.
She has the rounded faced establishment with McGowan's out front, with the hops and the grapes and the logo. So I met Robin. I sold her home. I was blessed enough to sell her home when she moved up from Central Florida, right? It was Central Florida?
Wellington, Florida. More southern.
And she moved from that area here. And that's only been, how long has it been?
4 years.
4 years. And in 4 years, you left your career with Avon.
I did.
And your husband.
A 30-year career.
Put aside his printing business.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to start a new thing here in town, which to me is a new venue. You were the first one I really saw have this, and because I didn't go out very much. And you started McGowan's Hops and Grapes, and it has really taken off.
It has. It's been very successful. It's a dream come true.
It's wonderful to me as an outsider of Tallahassee, I'm not from here, to see somebody also not from here succeed, because it's a challenging town as far as restaurants and food product go. Did you see any of that when you were starting? Any pushback?
No, not at all. You know, I think the interesting thing about it was, you know, people were not as interested in how long I've been in Tallahassee as much as they were interested in that we weren't a big chain, that it just belonged to my husband and I, and it was just our little business, like a mom and pop shop. That was more of what people were looking for.
Okay, good. So, and it's working.
It's working very well. Absolutely.
And it's working in an area that there's more chains than there are mom and pops.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have more small businesses coming in, but yeah, absolutely. You know, it is definitely a new thing to the area, but the northeast part of Tallahassee was begging for something like this.
The northeast part of Tallahassee was begging for all of Bannerman Crossing.
I will say that I have noticed that in Tallahassee, just a kind of a movement within the community to really support these local owned and operated businesses, whether it be from all these little microbreweries that we have in town or a lot of these independently owned restaurants like your own. It was very interesting to me when I moved up here from South Florida. It was a lot of very corporate, restaurant chains. And you know, you had your few mom and pop restaurants, but it was mainly these major chains. And moving up here and seeing people gravitate towards those independently owned places was actually a really cool thing to see.
Yeah. You know, I think people are looking for the days of when they walk in the door, they're recognized, instead of walking into the bigger, you know, type of establishments where, you know, they grab a seat and no one knows their name. You know, it's more of a cheers atmosphere. So people come back because they, you know, we're always here.
Well,
you know, there's always a McGowan at McGowan.
There is a McGowan at McGowan's, but both of you, which is unusual in a married couple who work together.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you
have... Yeah, but that's been our dream forever, Patty. You know that. I mean, we've always wanted to do
that. But you both have a spirit inside of you that is exciting. When you walk in, you both have a spirit that you feel welcome. And that's really hard to achieve in any business, let alone restaurant and liquor.
That's a good point.
It is not an easy thing to achieve. One of the reasons I wanted to highlight your business, because I really do love it. I loved the McGowan's Irish Red. I just had a taste of it last week. Mm-hmm. It was very tasty. And who brews that for you? Is it Deep?
Deep Brew, yeah, Deep. They're absolutely incredible people. Incredible people. I mean, every beer that they have brewed is excellent to me.
So we are talking
To do it, I was ecstatic.
Robin's on the phone. We're talking to Robin McGowan with McGowan's Hops and Grapes in Barrington. And at Barrington Park, right? Is that the name of the...
Bannerman Crossing.
Bannerman Crossing. Barrington Park's the condos.
Right.
My bad. So Bannerman Crossing. And I wanted really to talk to you not only about the great establishment that you have, but your ability to give customer service. Because I think that is also what's going to set you apart. The chains have a very corporate atmosphere, not a lot of warm and fuzzy. But when you walk into your place, and I've known you for a while, so I get the warm and fuzzy just because I do know you. But I watch how you are with other people. And was it Avon that taught you customer service? Was it just something inherent in who you and Steve are? How did that work?
You know, I think it's a little bit of all of it. Because, you know, Steve and I met in the restaurant business 100 years ago. And, you know, we met in the business 36 years ago. And back then, you know, it was all about personalized customer service. So, you know, and then, yes, I switched careers because I needed to, you know, raise our family. And, you know, I started working for Avon Corporate. And again, I was just buried in the customer service. That had a lot to do with it. But I think the biggest thing is with our name on the door, when people walk in this door, it's like they're coming into my home. This is an extension of our house, of our home. And if you're to walk into my home, I'd make sure that you were fed well. I'd make sure that you had the drinks that you wanted. And I'd make sure that you felt very welcome until the moment you walk out the door.
How many beers do you have?
44. We have 44 taps. And we have over 70 bottles of wine, all served by the glass.
More importantly.
And 9 out.
Just saying.
I don't know if you've heard, I'll have to send it to you, but we do a Garnet and Gold segment, which is coming up next, where we review an establishment that I don't know, so I won't do yours. But I don't. I want. We're trying to move around.
I did hers. You did, she doesn't even know it.
Oh yeah, that was before. That was before we actually called it Garden Gold.
I had smoked.
So this
fish,
is Scott. Yeah. Scott McGowan. Scott McGowan.
Scott.
I love how my name is on the door too. I also lived in Wellington for a year.
Scott Coward.
Did you really?
I did.
Well, Scott, in our Garnet Gold review, he does the wine, and I do the gold, which is either a bourbon, a whiskey, or a beer. So it's the amber of the two. So
I bought a red blend when I was there, a bottle of it.
Oh, you did?
And I liked
it
so much, I had another glass after I was done.
So this is Robin McGowan from McGowan's Hops and Grapes, and I'm Patty Wilson with Patty's Playhouse and the Purple Door team, and we are talking about customer service and her wonderful establishment, now known as a gastro pub. Gastro pub.
Who knew?
Mm-hmm. It's not easy to say.
Well, it is. But, you know, the other thing, Patty, about the customer service that I think is important is our staff. You know, we didn't hire for people who had worked in the restaurant business. That's not what we were looking for. We didn't look for people that had a lot of experience. We hired 100% on personality. So when people came in and they were bubbly and they were excited about working here, and, you know, we didn't even read half the applications. We just sat and talked to the people. Mm-hmm. And if they had the personality where you just felt their energy, we hired them. I can teach skill. I just can't teach will.
How much staff do you have? Because it looks like you have a lot.
We do. And we do because, you know, most of my, I call them my kids. They call me mom. You know, most of my kids, you know, they're college students. And so I have to make sure that I have enough staff so that when they have a test coming up, they don't feel the pressure. We can flip their schedules around all the time, you know, to make sure that when they have exams, when they, you know, football games is a big thing, you know, FSU is playing, I can't come. You know, I can't come to work. So we have a lot of staff. I mean, we probably have total right now about 25 employees.
That is impressive that you are willing to take that leap in the hiring to overhire, really, for a venue the size of yours to make sure that the customers are serviced properly. I commend you for
that. You can't ever be overstaffed. You can always be understaffed.
Well, that's true. But
it's just all about the customer. The customer is the one we're trying to please, and I want to make sure they get the service, because if they don't get the service they deserve, they won't be back.
Well, if you haven't been to McGowan's, please go, because the food is amazing.
That's our chef. That's not us. That's our chef. He's incredible.
It is amazing. So were you the first one, at least that I saw here, to do the shareable?
I don't know.
It's coming here more often. I'm like, that's Robin's idea. But
Patty. It's more of, I didn't worry about what we were doing. I just knew what we were, I just felt in my belly. When Steve and I went out to eat, we always ordered appetizers and split them. We never ordered meals. So, and the more people we'd go out to eat with, they were doing the same thing. So I was like, why does everyone serve big meals? So I just decided not to do it.
Good for you.
Steve and I were like, we don't want to do it.
Well, thank you for coming.
And we wanted to be different.
You wanted to be different, but yet you're not. Because you have great customer service. Well, that's different.
Thank you
so much, Robin. This is Patty
Appreciate
Wilson
you very
and Patty's
much.
Place House. I love you.
Place House.
I can't talk
And
today.
We're back.
It's all right.
I'm so
it's
sorry.
All right.
Playhouse.
It is Patty's Playhouse.
It's a change in temperature.
With the purple door team.
It is. Thanks, Angus, for saving me.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? I drink all night, next day I feel blue. Well, there's a glass on the table.
Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse, and our segment is called Garnet and Gold, after our beloved FSU Seminoles.
Go Noles, baby.
Garnet is the wine, which Scott drinks.
A lot of.
Scott loves wine.
He does.
Keeps you young.
And gold is...
Is that what it is?
Patty, which is an amber, which will be bourbon, whiskey, or a beer. And so we review
Brewski.
The local pubs, beers, liquor establishments for their service, as well as the actual product. Is it good? Was the customer service good? Was it worth the $9 pour? I don't know. We're about to find out. So with that, Scott Cowart.
Well, worth a $9 pour is all relative.
It's very relative.
Depends. That's my point. Is it worth the $9 pour?
Well, it depends on how big the pour.
Well, that.
Even if it's bad.
Are we talking like a 2-ounce pour for $9?
Look,
or like
I just learned the word pour in relative
and
to the dollar.
And she's going to say it a few times.
It's like price per square foot. You it's crap, 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 crap.
Crap, 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 crap.
So, there's Scott, what are you reviewing today?
Oh, just a little red once again.
Another red.
Yes.
A garnet.
Shocking.
Ding, ding, ding.
Adobe red.
Adobe.
Yes. Is it really red or light red?
No, it's really red.
Is it a blend?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, Catholic.
Sorry. Can we switch it up,
Pope
babe?
Nazi?
It is a blend.
I'm Catholic. I can say these things.
That's a controversial statement.
If there ever
what,
was.
What
one.
Is not everything Go is ahead. These days? Quit being so sensitive.
Triggered.
Right.
Go ahead, Scott.
So this one, quite good. Good week on the red wine. So it was not only a $9 pour, but a $9 bottle.
Oh, wow.
Even better, right?
That's really cool.
So, taste, little cherry, blackberry, and black pepper.
Blackberry.
What?
And black pepper.
It did. It had like a very...
Rich.
Well, rich, but also kind of peppery, if you will. Just had a tart tang to the end of it.
The next thing Scott's going to tell us is that his apartment smells of rich mahogany.
It actually does. Slash house.
And he has many, many leather-bound books.
And other things.
You have no idea.
But well put together.
Scary.
Right. So, flavors, mentioned before.
What are we ranking this on a 10 scale?
Oh, good. Good question. 10 scale, I'll go 7.5.
Okay.
7.5.
So especially for the price of the actual bottle.
Right.
Great buy.
Where Publix, does one buy it?
Publix.
Ooh.
where pub. Shopping is a pleasure once
club,
again.
Pub, baby.
Had this with a pizza.
From?
From Jeff Sherman's.
You didn't come, kitchen. You didn't come to Centrale, bro?
No.
Why, man?
Jeff made a pizza.
Oh, that's they eat at really home. Good. That's pretty nice.
They eat their meals at home.
So,
for the
does
most
Jeff
part.
Do most of the cooking?
We hope.
Or do you guys share
He's
in,
really
in,
good.
In the duties?
He's a really good cook.
We share. He likes to bake. I like to cook.
Oh.
But I don't do pizza.
Gotcha.
That dough thing doesn't work.
That
for me.
Dough. That dough. That's the darndest thing, isn't it?
Just baking is a very.
It's a fine art. It's a skill. To be successful
you
at
have
baking.
To be very.
Would you buy that bottle again?
I think I did buy that bottle. Yes, I did.
He's like, actually, I bought 4 cases.
Is that the only thing you drank this week?
I'm trying to think.
He's got a thing.
It was
He's
all red. It was
we're
all,
just luscious.
It was
no,
all
not.
Red wine, and I did bring a bottle into the office, so there's one sitting there, too.
Okay,
but yeah.
I want to sip the pepper.
I'm going to have to try that this afternoon.
You're coming over?
I'm coming over.
Coming over?
Coming over.
Coming to chill.
Okay, so is it my turn?
Yes, the finish was great.
Oh, the finish. Did you
I finished
finish?
It all.
You finished the whole bottle. That's hilarious.
That would have been.
I love it.
That's impressive.
Now, wait. What did we talk about last week? Whether it stayed in your mouth or it didn't stay. What was that term? Whether it had a short life in your mouth or a I forget what you called it.
What are we even talking about?
Whether you pour it and you drink it and it stays. Is that the finish? Whether
no, yeah, you
yes,
said
short like,
finish. I know
like,
that there was some weird term that you used to say it.
It typically.
But I'm glad you're not using it again.
This one had a longer finish. It's the peppery part of it.
Longer finish.
Long.
It is
long,
the peppery taste of it kind of remains with you.
Can you gotcha. Can you drink it and have Doritos? Is that kind of
thing? I mean, you can. And honestly, I think everybody should just pay note to this diet because for some
is
reason.
Is that how you're getting your,
for
your
some
fill
reason,
on cheese nowadays?
I do not okay, eat
back
cheese.
Back to me. For some reason, I lost 3.4 more pounds.
I still think you need to how go to a happen? Doctor and have your blood sugar checked. I'm serious.
Okay, but I'm still losing weight.
And that's my point.
I'm down 27 pounds.
Congratulations.
Since July.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I have to go to the gym.
Yeah, you gotta just.
I'm eating less than
it.
I ever have, and
pump
I'm just taking the gym. Anyway,
pump it.
I'm gonna do the gold, ooh. Which of course for Patty is a bourbon or beer. Whiskey isn't my favorite, and I attempted because I kept seeing this in my sponsor list through Facebook. This Eagle Rare.
Oh,
so Eagle Rare is a Kentucky bourbon because it's the only bourbon I drink, and I had it last night at Fox and Stag. With Karen, who's on our team.
Karen.
Because the other people Karen. And my team didn't show up. So I had it with Karen, which was wonderful. We stayed till like 11 o'clock.
I think that was a shout out to yours truly.
Yeah.
And I had Eagle Rare first. And I like to drink my bourbon neat. Nothing.
Okay, wow.
Not
and
messy.
Then I get ginger ale on the side so I can pour it if I need it gotcha. Into it. And then I just like the ginger ale separate.
Well, you know what they say. It puts hair on your chest.
Dude, this Eagle Watch Rare out. Was some strong. It's 101 proof.
Oh,
it goodness. Was a gentleman's drink.
Gentleman,
not a Patty drink.
I don't know gentlemen like that.
Look, it's 2017. You can drink whatever
I
you want.
I sip my bourbon like I sip any alcohol, and that crap just went the hell. It burned the whole way down. It was some strong stuff. And then another gentleman came, a friend of Karen's, and he said he was in Scotland, and they said there's really three ways to drink a bourbon or a scotch, and that is to hold your breath and drink, which is the most reserved way, to smell it and then drink, or to exhale and then drink, something like that.
Gotcha.
I do the smell, not even knowing, and drink, because I love the smell of bourbon. I just love the smell. And... it was some brutal stuff. I wouldn't do it again. It just didn't. It wasn't smooth. It was very sad. It is made by Seagram. The distiller was Charles Beam. So
Charles Beam.
And it is in Frankfort, Kentucky.
It's a good friend.
It has
of
a beautiful
mine.
Label, and it was a beautiful color.
Know his friend Jim.
It's just not something I would.
How
I
much
would go
was
back
the
and
bottle?
Order. I don't know. The pour was $9.
Oh, so you okay?
The pour was $9.
Right.
Bucks.
I forgot you were at Fox and Stag.
I was at Fox and Stag.
How was that establishment?
It was beautiful on the interior.
You're right.
There was only one bartender.
Okay.
So you had to go to the bar and order, and then you could sit down.
Okay.
And it was, service was fast.
Okay.
There were maybe 15 people inside. But what I did notice was the outside. You know, when I moved to Tallahassee, Midtown, first of all, wasn't there.
Right.
That was where the real estate school was located.
Oh, really?
It was really old school. And it's literally across from TBR, Tallahassee Board of Realtors. And just the people walking up and down the street at 9 and 10 o'clock, I was just amazed. Mm-hmm. And how many people... It was just really nice to see. I'm like, this, I could sit here, and we did almost all night.
And it was until about 11 o'clock. Like, what was it, a Tuesday night?
It was a Tuesday night. It was really
just
nice.
Just your average.
And he wasn't, and he was a nice bartender. He was very, he came and got the empty glasses. And then my second shot was, was it Baden Hazel?
Yes.
Hazel.
Baden Hazel.
Yeah, that's what I had.
It's a good looking bottle.
And that, I have one of those at home, but I haven't opened it.
How much was that?
That was, I didn't buy that. Someone else bought it for me.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I didn't look.
It was 30 to 40.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Really good.
Did you eat anything?
I did not.
Uh-oh.
Do they serve food?
They do. They have shareables. That's why I noticed.
Is it a gastropub?
It is not. I would not. They have like, what I do love about this place.
Is it gastro? Can someone explain it to me?
It's a pub with some few short
with
things
a lot
on their
gas.
Menu.
Oh, okay.
More alcohol than food. They have like six things as far as an appetizer or plate. And they had four or five drafts. They have pear cider. I love pear cider. But I was doing it for the show, so I didn't have the pear cider. But I'm going to go back and get some pear cider.
So you were there from 6:30 to 11 and you had nothing to eat.
I did not.
Goodness.
Wow.
No one ordered any food?
Karen ordered pot stickers to go with her wine.
Ooh. Okay.
But we were at an event at Tallahassee Board of Realtors, mm-hmm. and I didn't eat there either. I haven't been hungry in the evening, praise God. Praise God.
And how did you miss weigh-in this morning?
I was not feeling good last night because my voice, obviously, and I just was coughing a lot, so I didn't.
You may have surprised yourself.
I'd be all right. I was just so happy it was 54 degrees when I woke up.
Hallelujah.
And nothing else really mattered.
Hasn't this weather been phenomenal?
Yesterday
and it's only
going to
last
fantastic.
A couple days. It's supposed to
but
go
then
back.
next week it's
going
like,
to
be in the 40s at night.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
My people only get like 2 weeks a year.
I'll take
my
it.
My people. This is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. We're on purpledoorteam.com. We do sell houses besides drink, wine, and liquor.
Call us.
850-656-0009.
Do we really sell houses?
We do.
I do.
And a lot of them.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, and the Purple Door team. We are now on iTunes. You can subscribe for free. Will never be a charge.
I wouldn't say never.
Never.
There's currently.
Go hit
no
the subscribe button.
It's never going to be a charge.
I did it in the middle of a segment. It's so easy.
It is easy.
So
Patty
easy.
With a Y, apostrophe S, Playhouse.
It's Patty with a Y.
Patty with a Y.
Patty with
That's my
a
Twitter
y.
handle, too. Patty with a Y.
I know. It's great.
It's cute, right?
It's you.
It is me. So I thought we would answer some questions about appraising because I haven't done appraising in a while. I had a question yesterday. The appraisal was done. There's two ways to do an appraisal. You can do it subject. You okay?
Chill out over there, Scott.
You can do it as is. As is, where is, meaning the day the appraiser steps foot on the property, the condition that the home is in.
Gotcha.
Or you can do it subject to, which is a hypothetical, meaning sometime in the future, the house is going to have some certain renovation. What would the value be in
with
the future?
Those said with, additions.
With said additions.
Gotcha.
So subject to or as is. The question was...
Sounds like a police
They
lineup.
Were having bathroom renovations done.
Oh.
The appraisal was done subject to, but okay. She didn't understand why there would be no increase in value. There's one value, and it's the hypothetical after the renovations are done.
Got you. So,
that
if
was
she
the
was
question.
To have had a subject one evaluation
no,
of her property.
Subject two is in TO, not TWO. Subject to renovation, gotcha. As in, yeah.
Subject.
Not II or TOO.
And guess who looks dumb now?
So, no, it's not a subject one or so. It's subject to the renovation.
Gotcha.
So, it's just called subject two.
Gotcha.
And then on the appraisal form, there's a long line.
Okay.
And it explains the hypothetical.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's as is, meaning the appraisal has an effective date, and the effective date is only good for the day I step foot on the property.
So, say she wasn't to have had the subject two evaluation of her property and just had the as is evaluation,
then it would have been done
would the number that she was seeing, would that have been like significantly lower?
I don't know, because it was based originally subject to, so I didn't look at it that way. I only looked at it the hypothetical. It used to be when you would have renovation, they would give you two values. It would be the as is value prior to the renovation and the subject to, which is the future.
Gotcha.
Now it's just one number.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Dodd-Frank, not only Dodd-Frank, but the whole system where the borrower is paying for the appraisal, however, the client is the lender. So it's confusing for the consumer. They want to know, why can't I talk to this appraiser? I can't talk to you because you're not my client. The bank's the client. Yes, you just wrote a check for $500.
Now, if someone is renovating their home, obviously it's to increase value, but when they're doing that—
Or to enjoy.
Do they have to have an appraisal of that
property?
Only
if you're getting a loan.
Only if you're getting a loan. Okay, so if you're paying out of pocket or—
The bank wants to know, because the bank's giving you a bag of cash.
Gotcha.
That it is worth said amount.
Gotcha.
If you're paying cash for your stuff, you don't have to get it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And it isn't just to increase the value. People hope it would increase, but I teach the consumer and my buyers that you have to enjoy the house.
Oh, you most definitely.
You're buying certain tile because you like the tile.
Yeah.
I hope it's marketable tile. I hope it's not the pink or the aqua, unless you're in a mid-century home. I want it to be something that's marketable. But in the end, if you're going to die there, who cares? But the difference is subject to, there's still only going to be one value, and it's future value. What's it going to look like when, this is what I'm saying the value is worth when all the accoutrements were back on the wall.
Accoutrements.
Mm-hmm.
I like that word.
As is if the wall's been torn down, I'm giving the value with the wall torn down.
Okay.
And nobody's getting a loan with the wall torn down.
Yeah.
It has to be in marketable condition.
Okay. Interesting.
Second point, again, the borrower, the buyer, is not the client. The client is their lender. I work for the lender. My job is to protect the lender. My job is not to protect the borrower or the consumer.
Interesting.
The appraisals are written, first of all, for data mining.
Okay.
So most people can't even read the appraisal.
Right.
Second of all, they're written for the lender.
Okay.
They're written for the underwriter to be able to analyze it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a safe house?
Gotcha.
Does it meet all of the X's and O's?
The criteria.
With the song, right? X's and O's.
Look at you tying it back.
Segway. I'm getting good at
this.
So does it meet all the X's and O's that the underwriter wants it to meet? Because the underwriter is the final say.
Gotcha.
It's not the appraiser. It's the underwriter. The underwriter can go back and say, you know what? This appraisal sucks. We're going to make you get a new one. We're going to cut the value. Underwriter has all the power.
And when you say underwriter, that is the lender.
The bank underwriter.
Gotcha.
They're the one who takes
all
the
So there's a specific employee at a bank
who is underwriting,
a loan
just like
office.
Insurance underwriter. They want to make sure that your cholesterol and your blood pressure and everything's in line before they give you a rate on your life insurance.
Right. So they're like the final barrier in between you and your loan.
And the underwriter can say, I want it to be subject to, or they can say, because when the customer or the borrower says, I'm going to be renovating, the first thing the appraiser does is call the lender.
Gotcha.
Will you lend on this while they're renovating? Because they may not. Some banks, they don't have to.
Yeah.
Some banks can say yes. Some banks can say no.
Gotcha.
That's not my circus. That's not Patty's decision. Patty has to tell the lender, who's my client. It is 100% confidentiality. The appraiser is not allowed to talk to the borrower or the consumer about anything once they leave the property.
Yeah, that's always been very interesting to me.
It's very confusing.
Talking about how the appraiser, you know, they're really supposed to not even interact at all with any of the agents or any
especially as a realtor, if another agent approaches me, I just keep walking. And there's a lot of complaints with the state now because the consumers don't understand.
Gotcha.
So the DBPR, Department of Bureau Professional, whatever it is, they look at us and say, well, you know, you're supposed to, I can't legally tell anybody unless the state tells me to, a judge tells me to, or the bank tells me to. That's it. That's all I got. So if you have a consumer or a borrower you want to, you must go to the lender, get it something in writing that says I can talk to them. So that was just a quick minute. I wanted to be able to talk about that because most people don't know, don't understand. They may not care. But subject to and as is very important if you're going to get a loan on your property. This is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team. We were talking about appraising. I am a certified residential appraiser, RD6627. And I have been for a while.
A long time.
A long time.
Much before your real estate.
And I have started to go back into it because I do have time now with the team. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy reviewing. I really enjoy it.
I'm sure you get to see a lot of very interesting things.
You do. You get to see a lot of interesting things, but you also get to learn the market and the trends. And I do believe that there's a shift in our market.
Right. I'm sure that pays huge dividends in terms of, you know, what you're conveying to, you know, your customers in terms of your real estate side of the equation.
Like right now, 32309 is headed towards a buyer's market.
Interesting.
The 6 month is kind of the line.
Gotcha.
So anything a little over 6 months worth of inventory, number of homes for sale is the buyer's market. And anything under six is typically the seller's market. And at six is a balanced market. And we've been in balance for a long time. 32312, mostly because of the school zones, which they just had that meeting, which next week I'd like to talk more about those.
Yeah.
Those definitely. Meetings. That has been a seller's market and probably will continue to be a seller's market. It still has to appraise, though, if you're getting a loan. So even if you want to pay $700,000 for a $200,000 house, if you're asking for a big bag of cash from your lender,
they
going to
have to
appraise.
Certify that.
They have to certify it, correct. They're going to have to ratify it. Say it's okay. This house is worth set amount. Otherwise, you're paying $700 for
right, because, you know, the bank,
with your own cash.
The bank's not going to loan you a penny more
and
than what
homes,
they think is going to be worth
condition-wise, it doesn't matter what zip code you're in. Some homes are just the big bank of cash. They're just not going to qualify for a loan. Doesn't matter what you do.
Okay, so I've got an interesting question for you real quick.
Are you sure it's interesting?
Before we go out. Okay. So if someone is trying to buy a home, mm-hmm. and they're trying to buy, you know, they're obviously having to have a mortgage on that home. If there, say, is a property where it appraises at $500,000, but because of the competitiveness of the market, it sells for $550,000, how would the bank, because you said that they base it off of, is it worth the appraised amount, and are, you know, is that loan going to be sufficient for that appraised amount? So if they sold it for more than what it appraised for, how would that affect the buyer's ability to take out that loan on that property?
They can take out the loan. They can only loan up to the appraised amount.
So they would have to cover the rest.
And some people are doing, like San Francisco, that's a big deal. Seattle, the bigger cities, because there's such low inventory. Doesn't really happen here because our average median home price is 170. That hasn't really changed. And the buyer, yes, they need to have cash. So I suggest when I have multiple offers, if you're going to go over the list price, let's check and see if they have the cash to compensate for it not appraising. So this is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse. We talked a little bit about appraising, purpledoorteam.com. You can find us on iTunes, 850-656-0009.
Have a good weekend.
We'll see you next week.